I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Now that the publication Politico leaked out on Monday night what it said was a draft opinion indicating that the Supreme Court would overturn the constitutional right to abortion, we get reaction from Minority Whip Republican Jim Townsend of Artesia.
Well, I think it's twofold. Number one, I was shocked and saddened that we would have a leak come out of the Supreme Court, clearly for political purposes.
And Townsend elaborates.
So the United States needs to step back and send more of these decisions to the state level. As far as the ruling itself, it's long overdue.
The justices are expected to rule on the matter sometime this summer. The Safe Haven bill that allows the person to leave a child at a safe haven location and walk away with no questions asked could be instituted in Hobbs sooner than later. Senator David Gallegos of Lee and Eddy counties spoke to the Lee County Right to Life group in Hobbs about it on Monday.
There's only going to be one per county, and the reason for that, let's say, you know, so ours isn't 24-hour service. You know, we have volunteer staff. We do have paid staff, but they go home at night. It needs to be in a location that has 24-hour service. And so, there again, even with the technology, I would say when the chief can see it, in the agreement we had is one per county, and so I would think that we're only going to have one here in Hobbs.
Details are still being worked out. Roswell police are asking the public's help in locating two people wanted for questioning in a homicide that happened last December in Roswell. According to Roswell police spokesperson Todd Wildermuth, detectives want to speak with 18-year-old Miguel Angel Ramirez Gallegos and 19-year-old Destiny Loya in the shooting death of 18-year-old David Gonzalez on December 26th of last year at the Saddle Creek Apartments in the 1900 block of South Sunset Avenue. Anyone with information on this case are asked to call Roswell police. The Hobbs Animal Shelter continues to be closed due to a recent outbreak of distemper at the shelter among canine. Hobbs City spokesperson Megan Mooney tells us more.
With this population, it's also hard to get them to recover, and we are trying to protect the health of the greater population of the shelter.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.